We're in the International Slavery Museum with Richard Benjamin, who's the head of the museum, for this exhibition, Beyond the Boundary. So, I'm wondering, it's a slavery museum.
That's right.
Why is there an exhibition about cricket?
It's a good question. Well, the International Slavery Museum, even though at its core it's transatlantic slavery, if you're in the gallery we're in now, it's called Legacies. So we look at a lot of contemporary issues that we feel have come about as a result of attitudes that started in the days of the transatlantic slave trade. So for instance, we have a section called Racism and Discrimination. So we were approached by an individual who was herself South African and said, would we be interested in hosting an exhibition around cricket with a very South African, centrally themed around South Africa, partly because 2010, the World Cup's in South Africa. And she said, but looking at apartheid and some of the issues that South African black cricketers had to deal with. So we kind of thought that's a direct link in many ways with part of our legacy section. So when we were putting it together, though, we kind of then broadened it. So it wasn't just South African and apartheid based, but it looked at cricket in the last century or so. And, the connections between the slave ports, places like Barbados, the early games of cricket there between the gentlemen of the British Empire and eventually against teams of black individuals. So we thought it was a great subject to expand and to make some connections, between the sport and some of the issues we look at in the museum.
Yeah, so it's become much broader than just
absolutely.
South Africa.
Absolutely, yeah.
I see there's even a bit about women cricketers being...
Yeah, absolutely, marginalised in the sport. I think it's a theme. I mean, we had an International Women's Day event at the museum last week, and we were highlighting some new work in our contemporary slavery collection that was done by a female photographer. So for us, when we were putting this together, we thought, well, the last thing you want to do is omit people, individuals who found it very difficult within the sport. Women, as a group, have found it very difficult in the game of cricket. So we thought it was important to at least mention them in the bigger scheme.
Yeah, and the photographs, they've come from various sources.
Various sources.
Not one collection. Right?
Not at all. Many of them, you have to get from the large organisations like Getty, but we've been fortunate enough for this exhibition is that most of them are from my own father's personal collection, and he's loaned them for the exhibition. So we're very fortunate that my dad had quite a few pictures of himself playing cricket in the 50s and 60s because he was in the RAF, and we've used them in the exhibition as well.
Yeah, there's a picture of your father.
Yes, he's very pleased that he's managed to make it into an exhibition. So he's made up as about that.
You're a cricketer yourself?
I used to be. I haven't played for a number of years because of an old war wound, but love the game and was brought up on the game since I was about 10 or 12. And, my dad's from British Guyana now, and you didn't really have much choice. Cricket was the major sport of the house, and I loved it. Loved football as well, but my heart's with cricket really. And because my dad had moved to the UK, to join the RAF, but my mother's from Yorkshire, so Yorkshire lass. But so Yorkshire CC, if you're born in Yorkshire, you have to support the White Rose County.
Yeah.
And then with the West Indies, so my household was listening to, Yorkshire. But then the West Indies, when they were touring England, and the mid-80s was a great time to support the West Indies because they were the dominant team in cricket. So it was very much a personal aspect to the exhibition as well, I have to say. And,
because there's always that question that comes up, isn't it? If you're from the West Indies or India.
Oh,
Do you support when they...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We were talking about a certain notorious Conservative MP, I believe, the cricket test. I think he was referring to people who are from Pakistan or Pakistani descent. And, well, if that was a test done to myself, then I'd fail it, because I'm a very proud Yorkshireman. But equally, I'm a fervent West Indies fan, because my dad, came over, and you follow what your family do. Yeah. I don't think there's any issue there whatsoever. Yeah. When West Indies aren't playing, I support England. Yeah. But when they play each other, I support the West Indies. don't mean I'm no less English or no less a Yorkshireman. So I totally, refute individuals who think like that.
Yeah, that's right, yes. And do you reckon that sport then does have a liberating effect? It's a good... Because maybe South Africa, part of the process of breaking down apartheid was that boycotting the games, the cricket and so on.
Absolutely. I've never been someone who agrees that you can differentiate politics necessarily from sport. I just don't think that's what happens in the real world. We talk about apartheid in this exhibition. There's some really difficult issues that it highlights. You know, I actually just bought a book yesterday. I mean, I buy a lot of cricket books. Anyway, there was one about cricket in crisis, made in the 80s, and he was talking about some of the main issues within cricket in the past 100 years, and one of them was the Dolly Vera affair, you know, because it did highlight the fact that, you know, the English cricket board at the time, you know, succumbed to pressure from an apartheid, a racist regime. That's a big political question, and it was challenged at the time, and, you know, I would hope it would be challenged again today. So I think they're linked, politics and sport, and, you know, I think they should be.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.